It's time to talk awards. Now, last year here on R&IB Connect Radio, we highlighted the Vision Pioneer Awards. The inaugural year was there to celebrate those in the field of sight loss. There's various categories, including some new ones this year, and there is one this year. It was such a success in 2016 that R&IB are running the awards. And to tell us a little bit more, we have with us Lorna Forbes. Lorna, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the Vision Pioneer Awards, they were a huge success last year, and here we are again this year in 2017.
It was a great opportunity to really reward and highlight all of the great work that goes on by sight loss professionals in the sector. And it was so well received that we've decided that we're going to run it again this year.
I mean, we often talk about sight loss and the work that goes in to helping people with sight loss, you know, from research into the conditions and all the support that's out there as well. But sometimes they perhaps don't get the recognition they deserve.
Well, that's what we found. So that there's lots of people out there going about their daily jobs, supporting people with sight loss and making a real impact on their lives and the experience that they have with sight loss. And we just think that these awards are a really great platform to shine a spotlight on the fantastic work that they do.
There's lots of categories in there. We're not going to go through them all, but just give us an idea of some of those that are there.
Well, there are seven in total, but we cover things like Professional of the Year, both looking at focused on adults and children. We've got Teacher of the Year, Campaigner of the Year. But one of the key new awards that we've got this year is the Voice of the Community Award. And this award now reaches out to our Connect community and beyond and asks them to come back and let us know if there are any sight loss professionals that have had a significant impact on their sight loss experience. You know, what better than to hear from the people that it's actually helped and whose lives it's changed. And R&IB as a charity, you know, we're very much on the sort of the view of being that voice of blind and partially sighted people. So we want to kind of incorporate that into these awards as well.
Where and when do the awards take place this year?
So the awards are in December this year. They're on the 12th of December and they're at the Royal College of Nursing, a beautiful building in central London. It's going to be an afternoon event, but we are looking forward to a really sort of showstopper event that's really going to be a great celebration of the great work that goes on.
Okay, so not until December, but I imagine nominations are opening quite early for people to get those names in.
Absolutely. Nominations are actually open now. They're open until the 2nd of October. So what we really want to do is get people nominating anybody that they think is eligible for one of these awards. We really want to hear from our sight loss community about a sight loss professional that's had a significant impact on their or a family member's sight loss experience.
When you say sight loss professionals, Lorna, what kind of people are we talking about?
So we're talking about anybody that might have helped you in your sight loss journey. So that could be an ophthalmologist, a nurse, an occupational therapist, eye clinic liaison officers, rehab workers, eye clinic liaison officer, anybody that's helped you from a professional standpoint in your sight loss journey.
Get those entries in right now as quick as possible. 2nd of October is the deadline. How do people do that and what do they need to do?
It's really simple. So we've got a nomination form on our website. So they just need to visit rnib.org.uk/Vision Pioneer Awards. And there they can access our nomination form. It's a few questions to fill in and a few details about the person that you're nominating. And as long as that nomination's in by the 2nd of October, then it will absolutely be considered along with all the rest. So following that link that I've just mentioned, rnib.org.uk/Vision Pioneer Awards, or you can simply Google Vision Pioneer Awards, and it simply is answering a few questions. So the main things that we want to know are the name of your nominee, the role that they have, and then there are two questions specifically about what they've done, so how they've helped you and the impact that they've had.
Lorna, best of luck with the awards and thank you for telling us all about them on R&IB Connect Radio.
Brilliant, thank you for having me.